Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God, with your host, Bishop William Pittman and Prophetess Loretta Pittman. Now get yourself a cup of something special and enjoy your time in the Marriage Cafe.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. I'm all
started. I was never with you. Right back at you. Hello. How are you?
No, he better not start. No.
Glory to God.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Don't say my words.
Okay.
All right. No, all it's right. All good. Well,
excuse me. Okay. Yeah,
I get to ask you, how was your week?
Oh, no. Don't be trying to turn the tables on me. But I'm going to say I had a great week. How is you all's week out there? You know, we'd be trying to, you know, pray for everybody that they have a great week and that God will bless you financially and those things. We pray that that's what's been happening. But I had a good week. I had a really good week.
I had a good week too.
Preparing for tonight, as well as, you know, getting things done as far as my new book and different things and stuff. So I'm going to share that with you guys in a few more minutes. We're just waiting for some more people to come on in, but we want you to also share our ministry so that someone out there, someone else could be blessed and maybe be helped tonight in their marriage or their relationship. So you know, so if you could just hit that share button, and you're not going to be able to hit that button in the cafe itself, but if you go over to the Marriage Wisdom Moments page, you can definitely share from there. So
what's up, family? I see a lot of family coming on.
Yes.
Glory to God. You can tell who love you. Y'all don't come on. I know y'all don't love me. I'm playing. And we know y'all could be busy or doing different things.
Yes.
But it's up to say, you know, God. Sometimes we could be so stuffy, but God got a sense of humor.
Yes, he does. Know? Yes, he does.
God laugh. He's got a sense of humor.
Yes,
so,
he does.
I think we was talking to family earlier, and it's like some people think when they go to God, you got to go to God. They don't know how to go to God. And yes. If we like God and God is like us, then the way you talk to anybody else, you should like. You know, just talk to God the same way, you know, I always use the example. It's like when you go to your mom and dad, you ain't going to go to them cussing them out.
Right.
Want to fight and do all that stuff.
You're not going to go to him with profanity.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. You're not going to do all that. So when you know he's God, that makes you think a little, man, that's another level.
Mm-hmm.
I need to at least come with respect.
Yes.
You know, definitely. But not really scared of him. Is I respect him. I got a reference for him.
Yes.
You know, and I love him. So, you know, Lord, I want you to hear, you know, what I'm going through and what I'm about to say. And God is a loving God.
Yes,
he's an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
You know, and when you really get to know him, you know what? And the problem, a lot of people don't know how to talk to God because you don't read your Bible and you didn't really get to know him. Mm-hmm. You read that word and you really spend some time with God, then you know, you don't fear him. You don't be scared of him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's a loving, awesome God.
Yes.
A God that can do any and everything that you desire, whatever you want.
All right.
I'm just talking for a minute because I feel the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
And tonight, we just
grateful.
Letting go and let God.
Yes.
Let go, let God.
So you ready to get started?
No, yes, I'm going to pray. We're going to do what we do. Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Welcome to the Marriage Cafe, where marriages come alive through the Word of God. I'm Prophetess Loretta Pittman.
I'm Bishop William Pittman.
And we're going to go ahead to the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Touch and agree tonight.
Yes.
Dear Lord, we're so thankful, most of all, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for this new day. Thank you for family. Thank you for me and my wife, Lord, keeping your hands upon us and covering us by your blood.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for each and every listener tonight. Thank you for the rhema word that's coming forth.
Yes.
And just have your way tonight.
Have your way,
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Give us the words to say.
Yes.
And this is our prayer in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So I just wanted to share with you guys my new book.
Hallelujah.
I just got my new books today. So everybody that are actually pre-ordered, your books will be going out tomorrow morning. So I got the new book and it's got some good stuff in here. it's Married with the Moments, recognizing your spiritual style of communication. Now, what I mean by that is you have to recognize the way you communicate. Sometimes you get into a relationship with somebody and they communicate differently from you. And you want to know at some point in your relationship why y'all still not on the same page. And it's because you both have different ways that you've learned from childhood to adulthood in how to communicate. And there's different spirits behind the communication that we all grew up to have. However, you might have seen communication in your family on, you know, from your mom and your dad on up to, you know, the elders in the family. How did they communicate with each other? Did they yell? Did they scream? You know, what did, you know, what was their, you know, what was their way of doing it? And so I talk about the there's eight different ways, different spirits that can either cause your relationship to be good or cause it to be bad, depending on how deep it is in your particular way of communication. So the Lord gave me those things in here. I have a prayer for salvation in here, and also have a marriage and relationship prayer, because, you know, your marriage, you want your marriage to be saved too. You know, of course, if you're saved and you saved and your wife is saved, or you and your husband saved, then your marriage is saved. But if you are not saved and, you know, you need to get saved, get, you know, come to the Lord and get to know him. But also it's good to have a prayer for your marriage so that your marriage can last. You know, it can be saved. If your marriage is saved, it can last. Your relationship, it can last, you know. So, you know, but anywho. So I got that in today, and I got these new tumblers.
Yes,
that we just had made. Oh my God, I'm so happy with them.
Yes,
it's got nice. the Marriage Cafe on them. It's got a microphone here that says "Where Marriages Come Alive Through the Word of God." I wanted you to really see it, because the lady who did it for me, Evelyn, she is, I think it's windwithevelyn.com. She is amazing, absolutely amazing. And she did these cups for us, and it's got my book, my first book on the back of it, yes. And stuff, and the side. It's got Marriage Cafe on the front. And I just love the logo. I just love the way she did everything.
I love the rings. Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
That's a nice looking couple.
Yeah, it is. We are the face. Hallelujah. We just realized that we are the brand. We are the face for the brand. And we're grateful.
Awesome,
and she did
job.
A beautiful job. It comes with these metal straws, as well as a cleaner for the straw. And it's metal, so it's, you know, what is it, like, I think it's steel or aluminum or something, stainless steel, which is the best, really, to drink from, because if you're drinking out of plastic, you know, plastic is not safe, so this is going to be the best thing. I just started drinking out of these, which is a blessing, and I just love the design. I just love the way she did them. So make sure you go to my site and grab yours, okay, at themarriagecafe.com. That's the only place you can order them. You can't order them on Amazon. You got to go to my site to order them. Also, too, we have these new cups.
Yes.
Okay.
And they are the bomb.
She did the same thing on our new coffee cups. So these are our new logos for our coffee cups now for the Marriage Cafe for this year. And probably throughout. And we have them actually in white, but right now we only have them in white. But this one was a special cup that was made for me in pink. And my husband gave me a great idea about his and hers. So I'm thinking about us doing pink for the women and white for the men. So tell me what you think about that in the comments. You know, y'all are here. Tell me what y'all think about pink for the women, white for the men, and
I like
his and hers.
His and hers.
You know. So anyway, let me know.
If you do a his and hers, that you can get a his and her book.
And they are.
You can buy two books. No, I'm just playing.
He's so silly. But anyway, you can go to my site to get these as well. TheMarriageCafe.com. You can go in there and you can get these. And if you like the his and her concept idea, I will get the pink ones as well and get those loaded in the store where you could buy his and hers for the husband, one for the husband, one for the wife. Or if you just want, you know, two white cups, that's fine too. They're there. Anyway, the cups are there. The pink ones are not there yet. But if you like pink, like I said, let me know. And I think we might adopt that concept of Yes. The his and hers. But they're big. My husband kept saying, we want bigger cups because the coffee cups are not big enough. So now they are. They're 15 ounces. That's right. Yeah, compared to those, definitely you can see it. So
this was I say this was the starter cup.
That was our Hallelujah. But anyway, so go to our site, grab your tumblers, grab your coffee cups, grab my new book. Oh my God. When I say that God truly worked with me with this book and blessed me as I wrote it, I learned a lot about me also in this book. So make sure you go get your copy at Daily Marriage, at themarriagecafe.com. I'm going to say my old site. But anyway, all right.
Hallelujah.
Thank y'all for listening.
I wanted you to take your time because, you know, I got to say this. My wife worked hard on the book, the cups, and all this stuff, and we was talking about it, you know, and, you know, I was serious about the Marriage Cafe, you know, in the beginning, I was more serious about it, and then, you know, how you kind of fall off a little bit, but now I feel that fire again, but the whole reason I'm saying this, because we was talking about it, and I thought about it, and I was like, we didn't make this up ourselves. God gave us this. It's the Marriage Cafe where marriages come alive through the word of God. God gave us that like 15 years or more. You know what I'm saying? And when I thought about that, God's going to bless this.
Yes.
No matter what people do or what it is, God got his hands on this.
Yes, he does.
And I was thinking about it before we even came out today. I went downstairs and it hit me again. It hit me and say, God didn't. You know, God gave us this.
Yes, he did.
You know,
he definitely
did. And sometimes people, I'm saying it this way because I'm going to use the good example that you said. When we came to Philadelphia, God sent us to Philadelphia.
Yes.
You know, my wife did hair for years. And this lady said to her, wow, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia got a lot of hair salons and all of this, right? And what it is, don't worry. I don't know who is this message for. I don't care how many people doing whatever you're doing. If God called you to do it, you keep doing it.
Yes.
Because God called you to do it. And Jesus said this, my sheep know my voice. Yes. So God got some sheep for you.
Yes.
Everybody is not your sheep.
That's very true.
So God got sheep for you.
Yes.
And whatever you're doing, you keep doing what you're doing. You keep praying about it. You keep, because when God got his hands on it, it's going to take off sooner or later. You just keep sowing. Keep sowing those seeds. Keep planting that harvest.
It really
and
will.
Watch how it comes back.
Because I had no idea.
Hallelujah.
Okay. That God was going to give us a marriage ministry on top of other things. We also teach and preach other things too. I know y'all only see us on Sundays doing the Marriage Cafe. But me and my husband used to do Faith in Action when we lived in Orlando. We were pastoring our own ministry, our own church. People was coming. So we do other things. It's just that marriage has been the main focus that God has given us at this particular time and moment. So we're going to keep going with whatever God wants us to do. And we're going to keep doing it until he tells us not to.
Yes.
So I'm already writing my fourth book. I'm already into it very deeply. That one's on love. Because the Lord told me, you know, he wants me to deal with each subject individually. So that's what I'm going to do from my very first book, which is A Cup of Daily Wisdom for Your Marriage. So now my next subject is love. And everybody don't know how to love you. Everybody don't know what love really is. They think they know, but they really don't. And this book is coming from God's heart. So that's where I'm writing it from. And I'm excited about it.
And I love, you know, if y'all know me, I've been working all my life. I'm not really in the reading and writing and all that stuff. But now God has put me in a position that I need to read and write and do all that stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So I say, God got a sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
And if you don't know, I used to be, you know, we all are, many are called, but few are chosen. And I would say, you know, I'm the man called by God, which is so true. But then in the book of Timothy, he says, study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth unto God and not unto man. So I sat down and I thought about it and you look at yourself. When you look at yourself and look at all you accomplishing everything, this is God's doing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. This is God's doing. So we're not going to, you know, not sit here and be proud of what God is doing in your life. I'm proud of my wife. I'm proud of, you know, the cups and everything. And I see what God is doing in our lives.
We got more
in our marriage.
Too.
You know
more
what I'm saying? 36 years of marriage. Not too many people can say that. you know, they've been married for 36 years. Yes. So we're not taking this ministry.
And happily, lightly. Not just married.
You know, so when I come on here, I pray about it.
Yes.
We pray about it. God give us a topic and stuff like that. And the season that we've been going through right now, a lot of people need it.
Yes.
A lot of people need it.
Yes.
And I believe a lot of serious pastors, they are talking about things that's going on in the world and how the world is going crazy and all this type of stuff. But I want to,
I just wanted to say support us.
Yes.
Because we know, you know, there's not, you know, a lot of people who are in positions to give or who is even willing to give.
Yes.
You know how, you know, people go through so many things with, you know, life and different things happening. They don't always have it. But I'm asking that if you want any of my products, just support us. You know, we're not trying to give everything away free all the time. Me and Bishop, we are givers and we will give. Yes. You don't have no problem with that. But we want you guys to support us this time. So go to my site and, you know, pick up something.
Yeah. And then, you know, like you said, you buying these books and stuff like this, ministry.
It helps the Marriage Cafe exactly, to do
that
more
we can do
stuff.
More things, order more stuff, buy
yes,
more stuff.
It helps us to do more stuff, exactly. Get more things. And then we're going to be doing some workshops soon, too.
Yep.
So we're excited about that.
Let me get into this word.
Yes.
What's in my spirit tonight.
Come on. Tell us what the Lord's got to say.
Man, I just feel good. You know, I got to tell y'all something. I've been studying, y'all. I'm trying to catch up with my wife. She got her bachelor's and her master's. I'm trying to get mine.
He's working on
his
too.
I'm working on mine.
I'm so excited. He's almost there for his bachelor's.
Yes,
so.
Almost there. Y'all keep praying for me.
In ministry.
If y'all know me, like I said, I've been working physical work all my life.
Yeah,
you know, all my life. I've been working since I was 7 years old on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't run for work. So work don't scare me.
Yeah,
but
definitely it don't.
But I think God has given me an opportunity to get myself together and be prepared to be the man that he called me to be.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go to Proverbs here. Man,
right.
I feel God.
All
hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my life.
Yes.
I'm thanking the God, the Lord. I love you so much. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says this. And I wasn't planning on reading this scripture, but it's in my spirit that somebody need to hear it tonight.
Amen.
Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Mm.
The scripture is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying, we need that these children are getting out of hand. The world is going crazy. The Bible, God give us this for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Train up the child in the way he should go. Okay. I thought about it. In my text I was reading, it was most on Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy, when Moses was about to go home to the Lord and Joshua was about to take over.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses had a covenant with God also.
Yes.
And if you read it, God was telling Moses certain things to do and all this and all that. And somehow we got to the Ten Commandments. He said he wanted the people to know and he gave them these Ten Commandments and everything. But I notice when you read Deuteronomy and Joshua, God always tell you what to do. You know, he give you instructions. Let's put it this way. He give us instructions and he'll say, you know, when you go in the promised land, I want you to do this, 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 and this.
Yes.
And make sure you do these things. Because if you don't do this, then you're going to have consequences for your actions. And that's why I'm saying, when you train up your child, you need to tell them about the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give them those instructions, what God has done for you in your life, how God changed your life.
Yes.
You know, what's good about God, what's bad about God, what you need to know about God. So I love that when Moses is about to leave, he told Joshua and the children of Israel, he says, God wants you to do this, this, and this, and this when you go in the promised land. And I'm going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong and be of good courage. Right. So now I'm telling you tonight, same way this go when you train up a child, when you train up a child the way he should go, you tell him what you learned,
mm-hmm.
what you supposed to be, what you learned about God, what you learned about your mom and your dad. What your mom and dad did to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom and dad spanked your tail for doing wrong. Most of the time you take that on and you spank your children
mm-hmm.
when they do wrong.
Yep.
So that's why God said, train up in the way you're going. If you're a loving parent and you know you love God and you got some, let me just give it here. some respect for yourself, Amen. Some value for yourself, some yes. morals for yourself. And it seemed like this generation, a lot of young people are losing their morals, their values, and have no respect.
Mm.
And that did not come from God. And a lot of times that didn't come from your parents either, mm-hmm. unless they just, they didn't learn from their parents.
Yes.
But the average parents want their child to what? Be loving, be respectful, and make something out of themselves in life.
Yes.
Am I right, somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Train up that child in the way he should go. Sometimes you got to spank them. Sometimes you, and it's not just spanking. Sometimes you got to teach them some stuff.
Yes.
How are they going to learn unless you teach them something?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
And so my grandmother, when she raised us up, mm-hmm. taught us how to cook, clean, take care of ourselves. So what I'm telling you tonight, as young people, as singles, you got to have some get up about yourself. You got to value yourself, because there's so many people trying to, I've been looking at a lot of YouTube and all kind of stuff that's going on. And I see all these people getting on Facebook and all this stuff. And you got to get to know the word of God for yourself. You're going to be misled. Mm-hmm. You're going to be following somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say it, Lord? A fool or an idiot. On the Facebook and YouTube. I don't know if everybody's trying to be famous or whatever, or trying to be God Junior or whatever it may be. And I tell this, we had a church and I had a youth pastor, and I told him this. I said, whatever you get on that pulpit, rest assured, if you haven't been through it, you're going to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is like this. He's not going to have you up there playing with him, you know, or trying to talk some stuff that you really haven't lived. Or if you haven't been through it, every message I got on, God was using me. You know what I'm saying? Either I'm going through it or he's trying to teach me something, show mm-hmm. me something about it.
Yes.
So when I take it serious, when I come on here, I pray about this and God will give me a word or whatever it may be. And then I started working on it. So the train up the child, it just got in my spirit this morning, because a lot of people are getting away from what they learned from their parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. You're straying away from it. And what it is, it's the world. It's whatever you're watching. It's the people you're around.
It's whatever you're learning.
Yes. Whatever you learn.
I mean, really, just put it out there. It's what you're learning from home, because that's what this book is about recognizing your spiritual style of communication. If you're not learning how to act right, then when you do grow up and get in relationships or a marriage, you're not going to know how to act right there either.
Yep. So now, I got two questions for you tonight.
You're just not going to do it.
If we train you up, and you know us, especially our grown children, they mm-hmm. know, and I was so proud of them. My oldest daughter, she prayed today, and I was so proud of her.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, have y'all learned anything from us growing up? And that's what I told them. But I'd be joking, because my sons and my daughters, they all work hard. Yes. And I know they got that from me, because I've been working all my life.
And only from you?
Well, you know, I'm saying, you know, my wife work hard too, but I'm just saying,
okay,
as
no,
far
I'm
as
okay.
the physical okay. part,
I got what you're
you know what I'm saying?
I got what you're saying.
They had to get something from me.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Right. Glory to God. They got something from me. I'll take a little credit for that.
Okay.
But the smartness, I would always say, you know, when we go around, I say, I'm the muscles and you the brains.
Right. Right.
You know, and it's been right. that way for years. Right. I knew my role. Brain, I'm the muscle, you know, but then sometimes, I feel the Holy Ghost. Sometimes I got to be honest with you. I wasn't the man that I should have been in my home sometimes. And you ever thought, like, sometimes somebody come in and I'll be like, I should have handled that differently.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wish I wouldn't have handled it that way. But that's what a man does. A man, like, it's no book on really telling you, my dad wasn't around, how mm-hmm. to be a man. Mm-hmm. I had to read the Bible. I had to learn from other men. I had to watch stuff. And thank God my grandmother and my grandfather, you know, took us to church mm-hmm. and taught us how to be good men and women. I learned it from my uncles. My uncles and my aunts, they never cussed around my grandfather and my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? That's respect. That's yeah. what we learned. That's mm-hmm. what we grew from. And all of our uncles, my uncles and aunts, everybody could cook. They washed their own clothes. They took care of their responsibilities. They wasn't getting put out. They wasn't doing this or doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Now, some of them drink. Some of them smoke. Come on, don't get me wrong, somebody. But I never seen them do any hard drugs, like get strung out or doing different things. I don't know. God's got me telling y'all this tonight. So it's for a reason.
Right.
So now, but back to what I'm saying. We learned that from our grandparents. We learned that from going to church. So I got respect for them. I got value. I value myself. You know, I'm not just going to do anything. I'm not just going to be around anybody.
Yes.
I got morals. I'm not going to. Some stuff Black people just didn't do. I remember we sit around and say, oh, a white person did that. Oh, they just shot up this and did all this and did all that. Black people just didn't do that type of stuff because we knew better. We had respect. We had values and we had morals. But now everybody's starting to look the same. You know what I'm saying? The world is
now.
The world is what my day would say, going to hell in a handbasket.
Lord, Lord.
But I'm here to tell you tonight, God got some people raised up that's not just going to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Not just going to do anything and everything. Why? Because we live for God. Mm-hmm. Now I got two questions. I want to put these two questions out here and I want you to think about it.
Yes.
Now, going through all of this, when Moses told Joshua what to do, Joshua said, before we go in the promised land, this is what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about this. Now, when you get in a relationship, we talked about dating,
yes,
dating sites. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about people got different ways and all this type of stuff.
Choosing the right man.
Choosing the right person.
Woman,
and really
want
what
and
questions you
want
to really ask them and all this type,
yes,
of stuff. This,
mm-hmm,
is what you need to do.
Yes.
But then I thought about it. Once you get married or you're in a serious relationship, did you ever have the talk? You know, they talked about, did you have the talk?
Mm.
Like with your kids. And you know what the talk was? Sex.
Yes, that's right.
Did you have sex?
Mm-hmm.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Did you,
yes,
have the talk with,
exactly,
them?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
I'm telling you, I'm asking you tonight. I wrote this down. This is what we posted. What is the cross? The line in your relationship or your marriage? And what I mean by that, what is crossing the line to you?
Right.
That's the question tonight to,
right,
you. So
again,
I wrote this down. Hold on. Let me say it again. Have you let your partner know what is crossing the line for you?
In your relationship.
In your marriage. So what is crossing the line for you? That's number one. Two, what lines crossed would you leave your spouse?
Mm.
What would make you leave your home, leave your spouse?
Wow, that's a tricky one.
Yeah. So the reason I'm telling you tonight, the way Moses let Joshua know and the children of Egypt what to do, and then Joshua let them know, God is letting us know what to do by his word. Now we're at a point when you get married, did you let your spouse know what you expected from them? Because a lot of person, this is what I wrote here, the text here, did you make it very clear to them where you stand?
Mm.
And that's what people don't do in these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because God made it clear to them. Mm-hmm. He told them through Moses. He told them through Joshua.
Yes.
And then he said, okay, now here go the book for you.
Yep.
This is what you should do, and this is what you shouldn't do.
Yes.
So a lot of people don't have the talk.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the talk in your marriage, in these relationships.
Yes.
What you gonna do, what you want, what you should do, and what you shouldn't do.
Yes.
What I'm gonna tolerate and what I'm not gonna accept from,
mm-hmm,
you. Now, the question out there, anybody, did you ever have this talk before you got married? Or when you got married, did you sit down with your spouse and have the talk?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never heard that before. So you got to make it very clear. Now, if I make it, me and you about to get married, and I say to you, okay, I got a little list here for you, buddy,
mm-hmm,
or whatever. One, number one on my list, whatever your number one is.
But wait, don't say it yet. Because I remember when we first got married, or when we first got together,
mm-hmm,
you know, you had some lines
That's
that you
right.
was not going to let me cross in the relationship with you.
Right.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you remember, but
I remember.
Okay.
Go ahead. You tell
okay.
it.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
So I remember you said, number one, you don't like liars.
That's right.
So if I ever lied in a relationship, that's a deal breaker for you. You
that's
didn't
right.
want to be with a woman who was a liar.
Don't like liars.
Okay. And you wanted somebody that was faithful.
That's
because
right.
you had already been in a relationship with a woman that was not faithful. That, you know,
mm-hmm,
and didn't let you know, and those kind of things. So, and it's crazy because that's how I felt as well with him. And that was a deal breaker for me as well. And definitely the faithful part, because if you couldn't be faithful to me, because I had a daughter at that particular time, my daughter had Rebe, and, you know, I was not going to introduce my daughter to somebody who was not going to be faithful to us and then was going to lie to us. We was not going to do that. That
mm-hmm.
we wasn't going to do. It was just been me and her. So, thank God that was not the deal because we both had been hurt and we both had came out of previous relationships from being with a liar and a cheater. Mm-hmm. So then when we met each other and we talked about that, we both was on the same page as that, which was very good. Mm-hmm. And then amongst other things, you know, as mm-hmm. far as, you know, us wanting to be married later on in life and maybe, you know, having more children and all of those kind of, we was on the same page. So go ahead.
Okay.
I wanted to say that.
read what Kia said.
Hallelujah. She's on your page.
Huh? Oh, okay. We definitely had that talk before we even started dating.
Yes.
I was not playing that game at all. And neither was Travis.
Okay. Yeah. And Jessica said, anything or anyone that you feel the need to hide from your spouse is crossing the line. That's right. That's true.
Okay.
And
hallelujah.
Outside babies while married, that's done deal. Oh yeah. I'm in agreement with that one. Mm. Okay. Now, I think that one is, yeah, that's good.
I love, we're going to say what Jessica said again.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. Because I want to hear from y'all tonight. What would be a deal breaker with you?
What would be
because
a deal
this is what people
you.
Don't talk about.
Yeah, that would definitely be
they
a
don't
deal
talk
breaker
about
for
this.
Me too. In that sense,
So now I want to read this other scripture to you. 1 Thessalonians mm-hmm. chapter 5, verse 22 says this. Listen to this now. This 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Abstain from it. But if you go up further, God was telling them some things what to do. He says, now listen here. He says in 15, verse 15, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both amongst yourself and to all men. 16, rejoice evermore. And then 17, pray without ceasing. So God's given us some stuff what to do mm-hmm. in Thessalonians. Quench not the Holy Spirit, you know, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. But then 22 again, I want to be right here. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And God's telling you that. So Thessalonians is like a warning.
Yes.
God is telling you these things. Stay away from these things. That's what he was telling them.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is what number one. Well, the heading of this. Very clear. Be very clear in what you're telling your spouse or if you're in a serious relationship.
That's number one?
No, that's the heading.
Oh, all right.
Be very clear.
Okay.
And that's what I want y'all to start doing from here on out. In business, in your relationship, in your marriage, be Amen. Very clear to what you're saying or make sure the person get what you're saying.
Right.
Now, number one for me was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. like you said, when we started in the beginning, it was lying and being faithful.
Yes.
So number one, the biggest thing of most everybody in any relationship, most of it is cheating,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's number one. So what are you, some of you, what did Jessica say again?
Okay, she said, if I have to pay the bills, he got to go. So, yeah.
If she got to pay the bills, you got to go, brother. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is this, letting them know, be clear in the beginning. Look, I'm not going to tolerate this. This is not what we're going to accept.
Yes.
And a lot of people, you get in these marriages, you get in these relationships mm-hmm. and you start settling. That's
yes.
when a man mm. or a woman gets you.
Yes.
Because if he done cheated once, when you already told him, you made it clear in the beginning, I don't want to be with a cheater.
Yes.
So why are you still with this man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You done told him in the beginning. When God told Adam and Eve what to do in the garden, they didn't do it. What'd he do? Put them out.
Yeah, put them out of the garden.
Sometimes you got to show your kids or your spouse some tough love.
Yes.
You don't
mean business.
That's right. You mean business. So I done told you. I'm warning you. I'm being clear to you.
Yes.
I don't want no cheater.
And there's nothing wrong with sometimes you calling your spouse or your spouse to be to the carpet
mm-hmm.
and say, you know what? I don't like this thing you keep doing here. You yep. know, so we need to figure it out. Okay, either you're going to stop doing what you're doing or, you know, something needs to give here. So, yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
So
there's
now,
nothing wrong with that.
I wrote down 12 things for you.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else probably got their own list, and that's what I was saying. What would cross be a deal breaker, what you said,
yes.
crossing the line
Yeah, what
you.
Would be crossing the line?
So
yes.
one was cheating. Two, coming on to someone by expressing sexual interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Be flirty and all this type of stuff, and you doing it.
And you're supposed to be with this person.
Yeah, you married
you
or you in a
with
relationship
with this person.
Yeah.
yeah.
So that's number two. Number three, meeting up with an ex, boyfriend or girlfriend. How you feel about that? Meeting up with an ex. You know, that's a deal breaker for some people. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. You shouldn't be meeting up with an ex.
That's crossing the line.
Already, if it's already been established that that person is an ex, that's where they need to stay. You know.
Number four, I had physical boundaries. Yeah, you know, some people in the workplace, they got this thing. They're talking about work husband, work wife, and you're getting physical. You're touching each other, touching places that you shouldn't be doing all this type of stuff. You know, some people, they'll let it slide and be like, oh, no, it don't mean nothing. But it does mean something, because sometimes that's how stuff happen on the job.
When you start saying, oh, that's my work husband.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my work wife.
You start touching each other and playing.
Yeah.
Start off joking and just being fun.
Yes.
But now.
Now it done crossed over the line to something else. Yeah.
So that's physical boundaries. A lot of people, you got to have this talk with your spouse.
Yes.
No, we're not going to play this. We married now. Shouldn't be no flirting, touching, being with your ex and all this type of stuff.
That's right.
Number five. Now, this is where a lot of people gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Spending quality time with other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's like cheating to some people.
Yes.
Some people feel that's like cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're taking time from our family.
Mm-hmm.
And spending with a woman or a friend or whatever. So now you got to make some adjustments there. Spending quality time with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people don't like that. Woo, boy, they get hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's like a big thing.
Yes.
Number six, control. You know, you get in a relationship and somebody wants to control you. They want to control everything you do. You can't go out. You can't say this. You can't do that. That's just too much.
Yeah.
You know.
So what was number six again?
Number six is control.
A person
trying to control.
Oh, control. Okay.
Yeah.
I must have been talking about five. Okay.
Yeah. And then this person want to know where you are.
Yes.
You know, they want to control your whole life. What you doing? Where you at?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, when you're dealing with a person like that, that person just want to know where you at so they don't get caught doing what they doing. And that's why they want to control where you at and what time you coming back and how long you going to be there and those things, because they cheating or they doing something on the side and they want to make sure that they back in place before you get back from where you at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that is. You know, if you're going through that with somebody, that's what that is. I mean, really.
You know, I just wrote these down just to give you a mindset and something. You may think about something else, but if you do, you just text it in. Number seven, a person abusing you. This is a big one. This definitely crossing the line.
And that's something I wanted to deal with that tonight, but that's good that you brought it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Staying in a relationship and the woman that gets me, oh, well, he only hit me one time. He only hits me when he upset.
Mm-hmm.
No, ain't nobody got no business putting their hands on a grown woman or a grown man.
That's right.
It worked both ways.
Yes, it does.
No physical abuse is ever accepted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody got no business putting his hands or her hands on you.
No, not at all.
You know, because if you try to put your hands on me, I'm going to try to break your hand off.
Yeah.
I never hit my wife.
Never.
And I never hit a woman.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You can always walk away.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think back in the day, you did that back then, they would have stoned your tail.
Yeah.
You know, you beating up a woman. Well, ask David and his son when they chased him to kill him from raping the sister.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So, nobody should be being abused. If you're in a relationship with somebody currently or in a marriage where you're being abused, God don't want you in that. He don't. I don't care how long you've been married. If this person been beating on you, that is not a marriage of God. That is a marriage of the devil. Okay, that man needs to be delivered and set free, or that woman, before they even think about getting in a relationship with anybody or a marriage. Mm-hmm. And God ain't telling you to stay there, because I get these messages all the time from these women who are being told by their pastors to pray for your husband or pray for your wife that's being beat. If you being beat, don't listen to that. You need to get out. You need to get somewhere safe so that God can deal with you and deal with that person. But you can't be together if that's what's going on. You know, that is not of God. God would not have that. God ain't even telling no man or no woman to beat you. So if you are going through that right now at this moment, you need to get yourself packed up and your children, if you have them, and you need to exit. Okay. And let this person get some help for whatever their problem is, because that's what I'm saying about this different styles of communication. Everybody is not spiritually inclined to know how to communicate with you. And they don't understand you, and they ain't trying to understand you. They want you to always understand them. That's not how it works. So if you're going through that, you need to get out and stop sitting up there talking about, oh, I'm praying my marriage through and all those kind of, yeah, God wants us to pray. But sometimes you need to pray from a distance if somebody beating on you, you know, if somebody hitting you upside your head or trying to kill you in any way, shape, or form. And there's so many marriages that end like that, where the spouse is being murdered because they've been going through this stuff with their spouse and they've been praying their way through. Well, we got to get out of that. And pastors need not to tell women to do that if they know this person is being hurt in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to get out, man or woman, whoever's being abused. There is too much of that going on, and too many murders happening in marriage today. Mm-hmm. Too much.
And in this here, what you said, number seven, abusive person. This mm-hmm. is what abusive person likes to do. They like to maintain power and control. Mm-hmm. And then, but what I tell a person, a woman or a man, when you feel like this, this is what people don't, first step, when you feel somebody is threatening you.
Yes.
And it started to get like violent and you feel it. No, when you feel threatened, you don't feel safe. You need to get out of that situation. Mm-hmm. Any situation, a business deal. Don't you know your spirit tells you when you, when you feel like, in a violent situation, you know how you start getting hyped and you know, you know something's going on or something about to happen. Mm-hmm. When you feel threatening, your spirit is not feeling right, you need to get out of that situation. Yes. Don't second guess yourself. Get out of it.
Yes.
You know, don't say, oh, he only get violent when he's drinking, or he only get violent when he do drugs, or he had a hard day. Mm-hmm. That don't mean you come home and take it out on your family.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, punching, slapping, kicking, choking, whatever it may be.
Yes.
You know, that's not a good relationship for anybody, no, man or not. Woman. Get not out of all. That situation.
Not at
because
all.
Really, when you talk about marriage, you talk about being in a relationship, it's supposed to be love, respect, yes. happiness. You yes. enjoy one another. Mm-hmm. You want to be with each other.
Yes.
I beat the daylights out of you and then tell you I love you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not love.
It's not love. It's not a joking matter either, mm-hmm. but it's definitely not love. So mm-hmm. nobody has no right to put their hands on you.
So now the question too, I want to ask somebody, is flirting crossing the line? You going around, you flirt. So I hear it all the time. Men and women say, oh, I've been doing that for years. Always. I'm just a flirter.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I'm here to tell you it's not wise, because now you go into the bar or whatever and you flirting with different people. And then they some men now, they crazy now. They take it on. If you just look at a man wrong now, oh, she wants me.
Yeah.
I mean, they just sick
they
nowadays.
They really believe that.
People are sick nowadays.
They are.
That's because a woman... Look, you know, I got eyes. One time I remember I was walking and I looked at a white lady because she's coming in front of me and she gave me this dirty look, right? It was like, you don't know what I was thinking or what I was doing. You don't know if I was really checking you out or not. You don't know. Mm-hmm. Or I could have been looking at something else. But what it is.
Was you checking her?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I know you tried. But no, I wasn't. But anyway, I'm just saying people nowadays, good try. She always trying to get me, y'all, but she can't.
Okay, so, thought I would ask. Yeah.
No, I know you would. So the deal is how you carry yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I don't put myself in those positions because it says, you know, stay away from the appearance of evil.
Yes.
If I feel as though something is not right, I don't put myself in those positions. Mm-hmm. You know, if I come up, I see a woman half dressed and all that, I turn my head or I just get away from them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't stay there and play with sin. Mm-hmm. I don't put myself in a position that somebody can tempt me. I learned this over the years.
All right.
And number one, I love God.
Well, God is watching.
You know what
I'm saying? See, that's what people don't understand. They don't understand that God is watching and you should live like he's watching all the time, because he is. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. So that means that whatever is on your mind, he knows. Wherever you going and dipping into, he knows. If he see you dipping your head into the strip club, he knows. If he see you checking out somebody you should be checking out, he knows. He sees all things. He sees all things. So we need not to be stupid and think that he don't, because he do. And when we do something, God got a way of revealing it, whether we're trying to hide it, and he will get it revealed some way, shape, or form. The Lord will allow it to be revealed.
So this was number eight. Number eight was,
well, hold on, what was that number we was on?
That's number eight.
That's the flirting
crossing the line.
Walter says it opens doors you don't want to open. Yes, that's very true. Mm-hmm. And Jessica said, yes, flirting can lead to it just happened. Yeah. Yeah, it just happened. Yeah, it just happened.
Yeah.
That person just fell in where they shouldn't have fell in.
So I wrote down this flirting cross the line with mm-hmm. you. Now y'all, you and your wife or your husband, whatever, y'all talked about this. Mm-hmm. So it says letting them know up front how you feel about flirting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want you doing that because it's not safe nowadays.
Well, it's not respectful if you're with someone.
Exactly.
I just feel like if you're with somebody, you know how some people, okay, case in point, you know how some people can you get a bunch of friends together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody having a good time and they're drinking or whatever. And then you get one sometimes out of the bunch of people that you're with, man or woman, want to start they drinking, and the next thing you know, they want to start getting flirty. Mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot of women, they quit to do that. I'm not saying that the men don't do it, because they do. But, you know, some women sometimes get a little more loose when they're drinking. And the next thing you know, they're flirting with your husband or flirting with, you know, other people in the room and all those kind of things. And then the excuse they can use is that, now see, this is to me, this is the way they always felt. They just couldn't express it until they started to drink, and then the drinks got in, and then they were able to express their deep feelings, you know, for whatever's happening at the moment. So I feel like, you know, that person had that flirty hidden in them and wanted to flirt with your husband or your boyfriend or whoever it was. And they're just showing you that now they're doing this because this is really something they wanted, you know, wanted to do, because they like I said, they're drinking. Mm-hmm. Then that would be their excuse. See, their excuse is, oh, I was drinking that grind or what I was doing. Yes, you do. Because what they say, sometimes they say that the person who's drunk tell the truth.
Yep, tell the truth.
Come
the
on
truth
now.
Comes out
the
when
truth
you're
comes
drinking.
Out
you
when,
get
you're
bold
drinking.
When you're drinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, so you got to watch that kind of stuff happening with your friends. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever is happening at, the, you know, you with other couples and different things, and everybody's having a good time and those things happen. You just got to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
number 9, being on drugs. You know, as somebody, you know, you don't know, you get in a relationship with somebody, y'all just dating, you don't see them all the time,
mm-hmm.
not knowing that this person is on drugs,
mm-hmm.
cocaine, needles,
yep.
or whatever
no
it may
tail,
be,
no
because you're not having sex, you don't see them naked or anything. So all of a sudden, you know, y'all started really getting serious in the dating. You
mm-hmm.
find out now he's on drugs
mm.
or he's doing needles or whatever drugs he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a deal breaker for you? Is that crossing the line for you? Because, you know, if you're a godly person, you got to weigh your options here. You got to
yes.
count the cost here.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to deal with this type of person?
Right.
You know, a person that's addicted to drugs,
mm-hmm.
he can be abusive.
Yes.
He could be stealing stuff in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They could be doing all kinds of stuff to jeopardize you and your kids or whatever it may be.
That's
so
very true.
So that's something you should have talked about. I don't want a man or a woman on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're grown and you're a man or a woman, you got standards. Don't go back. Don't settle.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't sign up. I remember somebody said something to me like that. I didn't sign up for a husband like this or
mm-hmm.
a wife like that.
Yeah.
So if you didn't sign up for it, what we trying to tell you tonight, don't settle for this type of stuff.
Right. Like
do
investigate.
It. Yeah.
You
the
know,
dating process.
Like dating should be a, like what? An interview.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For a person that you're interested in marrying or being with.
Mm-hmm.
You should know these things. Like, okay, case four, there was a famous singer, I'm not gonna mention nobody's name, but there's a famous singer that took and got married very quickly to the person that they married, and then the very night of their wedding, instead of that person being there and them being together sexually, that person left and they hadn't seen them in 2 days. And then they come back. And come to find out that person went out because that person was a drug addict.
See?
And that person didn't know. And now that person was stuck in a marriage that they didn't want to be in. But, you know, as time went on, that person got divorced. But still, you need to know these things before you just get into a marriage. I don't understand that when you're in the dating process, that you're not trying to find out these things, you know, trying to find out everything you can about this person, about their family life, their friends, their jobs, whatever it is. You should be trying to find all this stuff out.
That's why you need to listen to what we just did last week and the week before on dating, the dating sites,
yes,
and knowing how different people are, yes, you know, their attitudes,
yes,
or how they act, or, you know, uh-huh, you got to get to know each other, and yeah, nothing's off the table because you're, yeah, talking about being in a serious relationship, mm-hmm, or getting married.
Yes,
you need to know everything before you talk about settling down with somebody.
Yes,
nothing's off the table.
Yeah,
because you saying when you get married, you saying I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
Yeah,
and then.
And I want to have babies with you, and I want to have a family with you. And this person can't even take care of themselves, let alone help and take care of you.
The worst thing you could do is get in a relationship and you find out that person ain't nothing but a bum.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That you got to do everything. Mm-hmm. That you got to put up with their nonsense.
Yes.
Because they don't want to change.
Yes.
Or they do drugs, or they, you know, they not a go-getter, mm-hmm, or they just, you know, they just not it.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
but the whole thing, you did not do your homework.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's different when you get together, y'all growing together, and you learn about each other and putting up with this and that. Okay, I can settle for that. But when it comes to the cheating and the violence and, yes, all that stuff, that's a no-no. Go, yeah, ahead.
Jessica says, that's why I don't believe in unconditional love. My love has conditions and I won't accept just anything. And that's very true.
That's right.
I'm sorry, but that's very true. Only God can love us unconditionally. We'll leave that to him.
Mm-hmm.
But when you down here with your, you know what I mean? You got to have some kind of conditions because people will come to you in any way, shape or form and think you're supposed to conform to them. Even the Bible tell you that corrupt behavior will corrupt you if you got good behavior. So, you know, you can't be hooked up with somebody who wants to go out and murder and kill and rob and steal, mm-hmm, you know, and you tell them, you say, oh, I love them unconditionally. I don't care if they murder, kill, rob and steal. That's okay. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because eventually, if you're sleeping with that person, you're going to want to do the same thing they doing, mm-hmm, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, no.
What's that show that's so crazy? These women be doing so much for their man.
Oh yeah, for my man.
For my man. That's a crazy show.
Yeah. When women doing for my anything.
Man or woman,
yeah,
you come in there with some foolishness telling me I'm kicking my man or my woman out my house.
Right.
You know, exactly. Sometimes, yes, you know, sometimes we watch some of that stuff. It's to the extreme.
Yeah, people like get brain. How can you let somebody brainwash you to go hurt another
kill
person,
kill somebody for somebody else?
Yes, for you them
know? Yeah, for them,
like they all of that,
what he got or she got between her legs.
Yeah,
there must be gold,
that must be
there.
Some powerful sex.
Yeah,
must be,
because when you talk about taking somebody else's life, that's deep.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's just too much.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
I ain't even going there tonight. Let me go on.
Right.
So number nine was a person, yeah, being on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that a deal breaker for you? Is that crossing the line for you? And that's, mm-hmm, what we're talking about tonight. Be letting people know up front where you stand.
Yes.
Because once I know where you stand, don't talk about you coming in crying and apologizing and all this type of stuff. It's not going to work with me.
That's right.
I told you in the deal, I don't want you cheating on me. I don't want you doing drugs. You know,
yeah,
you're not going to control me. I got boundaries reset, yeah, and we either in this together, loving each other, being happy together, or I'm going to put your tail out.
Yeah, we
enough is enough. Because you know what?
You don't want
a lot of people. This man said it the best to, mm-hmm, me. I mean, this guy talking about a lot of Christians hide behind the Bible, but, mm-hmm, God give us wisdom too.
Yes, he does.
God don't tell us to tolerate certain things.
Yep.
We do. We put, yes, up with this mess and think we God.
Yeah, we think, you know? Yeah, we do.
We think we doing God a
we
favor.
We think we doing God a favor, and then we, yeah, go in our prayer closet praying about it, and he looking at you like, I didn't tell you to do that in the first place.
I ain't tell you to let your husband black your eye.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, break your ribs.
Yep. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Whatever,
yes,
it may be.
Definitely.
You know, I didn't tell you to stay in this.
No.
And then some of the people y'all met, you found them on your own.
Yes.
And then you want God to bless it.
And you want God to bless it. You didn't ask God in the first place, should you marry this person?
Yeah.
You didn't ask him in the first place, should you even date this person?
Mm-hmm.
But you went ahead and did it. And then now you want to drag him off to church. You ever see that?
Yep. Now you want to try to get him saved.
Yep.
You know, uh-huh, you should have made sure he was saved in the beginning.
In the beginning.
You know?
Yes, in the beginning.
You're a
Christian. Now it's different if you married someone, you both wasn't in the church, one got in the church, the other one still didn't get in yet, and you praying for that person to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person said, you know what? Because the Bible even tell you that husband can live with that wife as long as that husband is okay, that this wife has changed over to Christ.
Yes.
But if that husband ain't okay with it, and you changed over to Christ, why you keep praying for a man who don't want to, he don't want Christ. He don't want to go to church. He doesn't want to conform. And he's not in agreement that you've conformed. That's a deal breaker. Because once you are following Christ and this person don't want to, and he can keep trying to pull you away from wanting to serve God because he don't want to serve God, then man, that's unequally yoked. Yeah.
And number 10, this is a good one. Discussing your marriage with other people or your relationship with other people. This is a deal breaker.
Now,
and the reason I say this, because this caused a lot of problems in your relationship, in your marriage. What I say, discussing your marriage with other people.
Other people who what?
Like, you know, family members.
Who can't help you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what that is. You're discussing it with people who can't help you. You know what I mean? It's different if you're discussing it with a pastor or somebody that can help you, and you know their walk, their walk is on point with God. You know, but if you're sharing it with friends and family members that don't, that are not married, that are not in relationships, and that can't help you really in yours because they don't really know, because they haven't been through that or whatever, then yeah, that's pointless.
And then the whole thing, it may not be a deal breaker, but discussing your marriage or your relationship with other people, you letting other people in your relationship.
Yeah.
Then this person might be hanging around you and your woman or whatever, trying to get in the middle of y'all. Because he might want you or want her.
Yes.
But you didn't let him in because you didn't tell him y'all having problems. You know, and that's how a lot of people get in. You see, oh, you know, I'm better than your husband, or you know what, girl, I can buy you this, I can do that for you, and promise you the world. I can take care of you better than him, and you find out, oh, you know, you've been with your husband for a long time. And I notice this too, not just husband and wives, but as also Christians or people that's supposed to be religious. They say they love God. But soon as that little one weakness come, that man with no shirt on or woman showing all her tail and her boobs, you done left God. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You married at home, but now you start flirting and doing all these other stuff. And now you're looking at this woman a certain way. Now you're going to cheating and all that.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is it started off because you was discussing your marriage or your relationship with somebody you shouldn't have been.
Your problem.
Yeah,
you were telling them what your problems were, and they took it and put a spin on it.
Yeah.
Because they already had maybe your spouse in mind. The person you say you have a problem with, they feel like they can come in and they can take care of them better than you. And you got to watch some shady family members too. You know, you love your family, you know, and of course, you know, by now you should know which family members you can trust. But, you know, you see this all the time with certain families, and I'm not saying ours, and I'm not saying that, but with certain families you see where people will take and they would be with their spouse, and then, you know, they're discussing their problems with them. They're like, oh, girl, you know, you need to get rid of him, that, or whatever, whatever. And then the next thing you know, they're trying to step in and move, you know what I'm saying? And they're trying to maneuver the situation to go towards them, because now they know you're having an issue. So, oh, yeah, well, you know, move you out the way and move themselves in into your home and into your bed with your husband, you know, or whatever. So you have to be very watchful of those things because, you know, everybody, you know, ain't married, you know, sometimes, you know, or whatever. So whatever the situation may be, but you see these kind of things happening. We see this stuff on TV and this stuff all around and different things and stuff. And we have even heard of some of these things with people who we have counseled that these things, you know, has happened in their family. So you got to be watchful and careful who you share your marital business with. I talk about this. I talk about this all the time in Marriage with the Moment. So you got to be careful about that. I don't talk to, like I said, I talk to God about my marital issues if I'm having any, you know. And when I was having them, I think me and you had a blowout one time in front of two church members. And they know who they are. We love them to death. Love those people to death. And after that day, me and you made a decision that that was not going to happen again. And it has not happened again. And that was years ago. And God has totally changed everything, you know, the dynamics of things. And that's because me and him, we didn't go and call people. You know, he didn't call his mama and I'm calling my mama and I'm telling, you know, her about him and him about, you know, we never done that. And my family, really, to tell you the truth, my family could tell you from aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews, they could tell you, I do not sit there or my husband and go to them about anything that's going on in our marriage, because we take it to God in prayer. We take it to each other and we take it to God, because guess what? We the ones got to deal with each other. So we have to deal with each other. We're going to take it to each other, and then we're going to take it to God. We're going to take it to God first and then deal with each other about it.
But like you said,
that's how we do it.
But like you said on that part, it's different. You sitting around with couples or whatever, and they say, oh yeah, you know, I got a problem here or whatever it may be, and y'all discussing it. Mm-hmm. And that way, with experience and wisdom over the years, we can say, you know what, we've been through that.
Yes.
This is how we handle it.
Yes.
It's not putting anybody down. It's not thinking you better than anybody.
Yes, exactly.
It's called, when you communicate, that's what I learned. When you start, like you said in your book, when you start communicating with people, mm-hmm. that's how you grow.
Yes.
Communication is showing growth.
Yes.
Because if you're not communicating with somebody, you stuck in your ways or whatever. Yeah. Some people don't know they need the change until somebody told them, you know, you do this all the time.
Yeah.
Or you say this like this. Mm-hmm. Do you recognize that?
Yeah.
And that person never realized, do I do that?
Yeah.
And then you start checking yourself.
Yeah.
You'd be like, you know, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah. Or you know, exactly. Or you ever have a situation where, you know, because a lot of us women will say, oh, you know, I don't want to do what my mom did, you know, or I don't want to be like my mom in no way. Some people don't want to be like their mom. Some people do want to be like their mom because they had a good mom. Mm-hmm. Not to say that everybody didn't have a good mom, you know, and not to say that I didn't have a good mom, but it was just certain things my mom did. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm talking about in my marriage, you know, which my mom used to definitely talk about her husband to her sisters and brothers. And then the next thing you know, everybody want to beat people up and stuff like that. Because these people are crazy in my family. You know, they ruthless. You start telling them about something somebody doing to you and they ready to go beat them up. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that was not the thing to do. Because I, you know, once you resolve your situation with your spouse, you want to still be with them. But now everybody at the barbecue ready to whip his behind. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we wasn't going to have that. And so my business didn't go out like that to nobody. That whatever me and him went through in our marriage, we both handled it. And like I said, we went to God straightened us both out mm-hmm. on whatever it was that was going on. Yeah. And he could do the same thing for you, but you know,
anybody
we just didn't do
say
that.
Anything.
Jessica said, I'm cautious with which female friends I discuss anything with. Definitely don't let just anyone in. And that's very true. And then Ruby said, yes, God and God only. So yeah, mm-hmm. period. So tonight, yeah.
So tonight, that's what we're talking about. What are deal breakers for you? What is mm-hmm. crossing the line in your marriage or your relationship
yeah.
that you know, you're going to leave this person?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about cheating, a person being abusive. And then my number 11 is this one. This is a good one.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think we passed the time.
What time is it?
7:03.
All right. Let me finish up. I got two left. And okay. That's, wow, that was fast.
I know.
Number 11, you know, you dating this guy or woman, and then you about to get married or whatever, mm-hmm. and you find out they gay or they want to go both ways.
Oh Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a hard
either way. Is that a deal breaker for you?
Oh, definitely.
Would you just, you know what? Well, that's you, you know, and I love you. You know, some mm-hmm. people say that,
mm-hmm.
but is that a deal breaker?
Yeah.
You find out that a person is gay,
mm.
you know, number 12 was this, you get married or you're in a serious date, you know, a serious relationship. And the person says to you, what if we, is it okay if we do have a threesome?
Mm.
They want to invite somebody else into the marriage or yeah. into the relationship.
No.
Because, see, people try you. This is how sin is. Sin starts off small. That's how the enemy try to get you. He starts off small. And once you open that door, then it's going to lead to other things. It's like when you let a child get away with something.
Mm-hmm.
They want to continue going with it. They want to, yes. they're going to keep trying you. Until they can't try you no more, they say, until you
yes.
whoop their tail or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight was these 12 things that I gave you. What is a deal breaker for you? What is crossing the line in your marriage? You let this person know up front.
Yes.
And if you let this person know up front how you feel, what you expect, and you value yourself and you got morals and respect for yourself, this person should not. He already know. You go out there and cheat, you out of here.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what people need to start talking to people in business and relationships. Some
yes.
stuff I'm going to tolerate and some I'm not.
Yes.
We don't even need to talk about this. You already cheated. You know, you got a right to kick his tail out because mm-hmm. you got married and you said these vows.
Yes.
So, and this is what I'm talking to people tonight. You got to be serious about your relationship, your marriage, and value yourself.
Yes.
And get what God's got for you. And stop just settling.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I close with that.
Amen. We're going to let y'all go. We know everybody's into the wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to let y'all guys go. We thank y'all so much for joining us in the Marriage Cafe.
We're
going to pray out. Like I said, you can go to my site, themarriagecafe.com, to get to support us. Okay? Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and
pray out. Dear Lord, we just thank you, and we come before you as humble as we know how. Thank you for the night. Thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for all the listeners. Bless them. Keep your hands upon them. Let everybody have a blessed week. And Lord, just let us enjoy one another, love each other, respect each other. And we just thank you. Thank you for me and my wife. Pray for, we just pray for each and everyone on this site.
Yes.
And we thank you. We love you, all the marriages, all the singles. Yes. Y'all have a blessed and awesome week.
Yes.
And we love y'all.
Yes.
God bless you. Amen.
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 We're going to see you guys again on next Sunday by God's grace and mercy. Make sure y'all have a great week. And we should have left a little time for questions, but that's okay. Y'all said a lot in the chat, which was good. And then, like I said, again, let me know if y'all want the pink cups for the women and the white cups for the men. That's fine. However,
and
don't forget the tumblers. Definitely.
Yes.
TheMarriageCafe.com. Love y'all. Have a blessed, blessed week.
Love y'all.
See y'all Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching The Marriage Cafe. If you have never given your life to Christ and you'd like to now, please stick around for a minute. The Word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So right now, we are going to pray together for your salvation. Please repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I believe that you died for me and rose again on the third day. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your love and forgiveness. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I receive your eternal life. Lord, confirm your love by giving me peace, joy, and a supernatural love for others. Amen. Congratulations. You are saved.